Chairs No Wedding, episode number 270, Remembering Don Knotts, number 6. Two Chairs No Wedding is brought to you by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's. It's really run by the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. All your purchases at Weaver's, departmentstore.com, go to support the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. So head over there and buy stuff from Weaver's. You'll be supporting everything about the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. To Weaver's, departmentstore.com. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 270, is Jim Clark. So thank you, Jim. And I should say that the podcast is also brought to you by donations and listeners just like you. And Jim, thank you for your donation for Two Chairs No Waiting. Folks, tonight we're going to be talking about one of the greatest men in the world. That's right, Mr. Don Knotts. Don Knotts. Now, folks, we have been blessed over the years. This will be our 6th episode where we've really focused on just remembering Don Knotts, because, you know, he passed away in 2006, in February of 2006, and he has been so missed by all of us. I know you guys miss him. I miss him. And, you know, it's just he was such a nice guy that it's just hard to believe he's been gone that long. So let's just talk a little bit about him. I've got, if you're watching the video, hopefully you'll be able to see the video. We're having some trouble with our YouTube people right now, so videos are a little hard for me to get up. But if you're getting to watch the video, I'll show you some pictures of Don as I go through some of this, because we just want to review his life and just appreciate all he's done for us as fans of the Andy Griffith Show and his role as Barney Fife. Who could be more funny than Don Knotts? I mean, he was the, you know, he was just amazing in all of his little, you know, his nuances as Barney. So I know we're going to enjoy this. So let's head over here and start just learning a little bit more about Don. I don't even remember what I've done in past episodes, so hopefully this will be new information. All right, well, Don Knotts was born, believe it or not, he was born in Fidgety, West Virginia. Everybody always says it was Morgantown, but it was actually he was born in Fidgety. Fidgety, West Virginia. That fits him, doesn't it? he was born July 21st, 1924. His parents were William Jesse and Elise Knotts. They were farmers. When Donald Jess Knotts, Jesse, that's what Andy always tried to call him, was still a baby, he and his family moved to Morgantown, West Virginia, where they operated a boarding house. Don developed a ventriloquism act when he was a young person and had a great sense of humor. He graduated from Morgantown High School in 1942. Wow. Later, he attended the University of Arizona. I didn't realize that. As well as the University of West Virginia, where he earned a degree and majored in speech. He majored in speech. The Army intruded temporarily in his college education. He served 2 years during World War II in the Special Service Division. It was there that he was teamed up with several people in the Army Review show called Stars and Gripes. It entertained the other soldiers to make it just a little bit easier on them. He entertained people. After returning to school and finishing up his degree, Don went to Pittsburgh with a nightclub act. He became a radio star as Wendy Wells on Bobby Benson's B-Bar B Ranch, a role he continued for about 5 years. He also appeared on Experience Speaks, The Lanny Ross Show, and This Is Nora Drake, among others. His first major television exposure came on The Gary Moore Show, He had perfected the nervous character by, in part, imitating an unfortunately fidgety speaker that he had heard. In 1953, Don landed the role of Wilbur Peabody in the serial Search for Tomorrow. That's a soap opera, is what I would call it. Wilbur was a mute, so I guess that was really easy for him to do. He didn't even have to talk in the show. So in 1956, the storyline had run its course, so Don left that show, and he became a regular on the Steve Allen Show. Also in 1956, Steve appeared on Broadway with some guy named Andy Griffith in a little play called No Time for Sergeants. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that. That's pretty awesome. A few years later, after watching a 1960s pilot for the Andy Griffith Show, Don suggested Sheriff Taylor should have a deputy. Andy agreed with him. And history was about to be made. Andy and Don made a great team. None of us are surprised about that as fans of the Andy Griffith Show. Don's Barney Fife was an especially big hit with fans and critics. He won 3 Emmy Awards during the period as Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. He won in 1961, 62, 63. By 1965, Don worked a lucrative deal with Universal Pictures. He believed that Andy was going to quit after the 5th season. And even after Andy changed his mind and decided to stay, Don felt it was too late to back out of the deal he had worked out with Universal. He did return for 5 episodes or appearances on the Andy Griffith Show in the remaining 3 seasons. And he won 2 more Emmy Awards, one in 1966 and one in 1967. Don also appeared in the very first episode of Mayberry RFD. It was called Andy and Helen Get Married, if you've never seen that one. He appeared on it. He was Andy's best man at the wedding of Ellen and Andy. And just in case you didn't know, he went on the honeymoon with them, because at the end of the episode, you see Andy and Helen singing on the, probably a little deck or something in their hotel suite, their room there, and you see them singing, and then the camera pans out, and there's Barney sitting beside Andy on the other side of Helen's on one side singing with him, and then there's Barney on the other side. It's awesome. Oh, that was great. Now, that episode was his last appearance as Barney Fife until 1986 Telefilm, the movie, Return to Mayberry, which he reunited with much of the cast. Now, in the 70s, in 1970, actually, Don hosted the Don Knotts Show, a variety series, and it ended in 1971. He pursued movies and stage work and specials over the next several years. In 1979, he joined the cast of some show called Three's Company. He was on that for a little while. It was a popular television series, if you don't know, starring John Ritter, Suzanne Somers, and Joyce DeWitt. And Don portrayed a character. He was a landlord for those folks, and his name was Ralph Furley. Good old Mr. Furley. The series ended in 1984, and in 1985, you guys may not realize how long ago that was, that was the 25th anniversary of the Andy Griffith Show, and he was the sole host. He was the host for the TBS show that was created called the Andy Griffith Show 25th Anniversary Special. And it was highly popular. Don Knotts has returned to appear. He's been on a bunch of reunions, a bunch of them. We can go through a bunch. I could go through them all, but he was on a bunch of reunion shows that came on TV. He was at Opryland, did things like that with Hal Smith, George Lindsay. That was back in 91, September 91 at Opryland. He did that. Back in November of 1988, an episode of Matlock entitled The Lemon occurred, and Don reteamed with his series star, Andy Griffith, as he portrayed Les, quote, Ace Calhoun. He was known by Ace. They called him Ace. He's a retired king of plastics and new neighbor for attorney Ben Matlock. His character was seen only occasionally, but interestingly, when he talked about Ben Matlock, he didn't call him Ben, he called him Binge. Just like on the Andy Griffith Show, he didn't call him Andy, he called him Ange. So he called him Binge. So that was kind of cool. So over the years, you know, he's done so many specials, including he did the Andy Griffith, Don Knotts, Jim Neighbors show back in 1965. You know, that was a great show. We've shown clips before during our live show. So if you enjoy that kind of stuff, you need to head over and see our live show to see some of those kind of clips with Don Knotts. And I can't show them on the thing. You can search the internet, though. There's a link out there on YouTube. If you search for it, you'll find it. There's too. So, folks, there are so many more things I could go through talking about Don Knotts here. You know, I'm not sure how much that we as Andy Griffith fans don't already know. But I'll tell you this. It's definitely worth our time to think about it and to, you know, just appreciate all he did for us over the years. You know, he was married. I should tell you, he was married three different times. His first marriage was to Catherine Metz. His next one, that was from 1947 to 1964. And he had his two children with her. And then he was married from 74 to 83 to a lady named Laura Lee, and then he married Francie Yarbrough in 2002 until he passed away. So he had his son, as I should say, his name is Tom Knotts, and his daughter is Karen Knotts, who still does shows called Tied Up in Knots. So if you hadn't seen those are great. He passed away on February the 24th, 2006. In Los Angeles. So, you know, it's just a kind of a sad, not really sad, it's fun and sad at the same time episode of the podcast. But I feel like every year that it's important we remember Don. We'll probably do the same thing with Andy this coming year. We've done this before. But I just enjoy living through their life because they did so many things, ventriloquism, just so many fun things that these actors did that helped us to be entertained. Just as a little trivia for you, his doll was named Danny when he was a ventriloquist. He enlisted in the Army at age 19. He was a member of the Phi Sigma Kappa fraternity. Some just some things you might not know about him. Let's see here if there's other things. But those are the main things. Together with Tom Poston and Louie Nye, he did a recurring character. It's called the Man on the Street skits at the Steve Allen Show, which you guys have surely seen. Definitely check out the internet for those kind of things. He had an older brother who they called Shadow, who passed away of asthma in 1942. And that really... You know, he always missed him, according to Karen. I've heard her tell those stories. He had an early job plucking chickens for a market when he was told he didn't have a future in acting. Wow. Oh, I don't know if I mentioned, but he was the youngest of four brothers. He had his brother Earl was the one they called Shadow and had passed away. And I didn't realize this, but when Don Knotts passing, his passing, the day he passed was the same day that actor Dennis Weaver, McLeod, passed away. All right, folks. Well, that is all I'm going to go into. I would love to hear from you guys. You need to call in on this one and tell me some stories you may have had about Don Knotts. I got to see him several times and do things, you know, perform. I won't say I wasn't on stage with him. I performed on the same stage that he later came out on. So I've been on the stage at the same time as him. So I could say I performed on stage with Don Knotts, but you know, that's really a stretch for me to say that. But I was Floyd and he was Don Knotts and I was on the stage, so. All right, folks. I hope you guys enjoy this. I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415 and let me hear what you think about this episode. It's always great to hear your thoughts about these characters and cast members that we've been so blessed to hear from over the years and be a part of their lives. So you can contact me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can like I said, call me, email me, drop by our website at twochairsnowaiting.com and leave me a message there. Just any way you'd like to get in touch with me, I would love to hear from you, but I really would love for you to be able to call in, because I know the other folks that are here on the listening to the podcast would love to hear your voice as you tell stories about when perhaps you met Don Knotts, or when you stood in line for an hour to get his autograph and maybe got a picture with him. I know you'd enjoy that, being able to tell it, and I know folks will enjoy being able to hear from you about your experience when you met him. So, folks, until next time, we'll see you then on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Good night, everybody. Have a great evening.